And you can tell us about your family life. You live happily with your wife Cindy and your son Tommy, is it?
Yeah.
And Henley on Thames.
No, we live in a place called Merrow in Guildford.
Oh, you've moved now, have you?
Yeah, we moved about a year and a half ago, and we've just got another kid on the way. By Christmas time, we're hoping to have a little girl. My son is 7 years old now, a very bright lad, reads very well, is very interested in music, learning to play the piano. My wife's heavily pregnant at the moment, and getting almost as big as a nimble balloon. She won't thank me for saying that. She knows that's a joke. And like that, really. You know, we live in a relatively small house there, three or four bedroom house. And I always say to people, you know, I just lead the same life as everybody else. Everyone says to me, well, what's it like? You must have, like, you know, because you work on the radio, you must have limos and always smoke big cigars and eat caviar. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Not on BBC money.
You travel in daily? Do you on the train, is it?
On the train, yeah, coming on the train.
Do you get recognised very often?
No, because I don't do a great deal of television. I do just a little bit of television once in a while. I do four or five TVs a year. So I would say only one out of every 50 people would recognise me. So I can lead a relatively ordinary life and do so.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Steve, today. Have you got a quick message for everyone in hospital back in Jersey?
Yeah. First of all, I know where you've put your money. I know exactly where. It's all in the secret bank accounts there, isn't it? But I'm not going to tell anybody. No, I will say that I started off in hospital radio. I worked in Scotland doing some hospital radio for 6 months and learned all the kind of rudimentary things, you know, how to do interviews and how to work that tape recorder that you've got there and all that nonsense. And hospital radio is a great thing. It really is of comfort to people. And I know I'm sounding patronising to people listening to this now, but I hope you get better soon, and when you get out of hospital, don't forget to tune to 1FM 97 to 99. We need you. Where are you? Get well soon.
Thank you very much for your time, Steve.
Pleasure. Thank you.